Welcome to Maseches Baba Metzia, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis, Chapter 3, Mishnah 12. The Mishnah begins. Hashaliach Yad Bibikadin. Let's say you have a shoiner, a fellow that's watching somebody else's object. He's not allowed to use it, and he does it. He uses it. By doing so, he becomes a gazlan, he becomes a thief. And then by doing so, he becomes obligated even to pay if there's an oinus, if an accident or a mishap happens, he's required to pay differently than if he would just be doing his regular shemira, his regular watching, and not using it. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Yarmim, Yilaka Bechaser Ubeyaser. Beis Shammai says that he has to pay for the Chaser and the Yaser. What does that mean to say? That which the Pikadon, the object, goes down in value, or that which it increases. Mark explains that we're talking about a situation where, let's say, he was watching a sheep, and the sheep was given to him when it was heavy with wool. And then he used it. He was not supposed to use it, but he used it. And then he sheared it. So the halacha is that's called chaser, that which it lacks. When he pays, he has to pay for the animal, and he also has to pay for the shearings. And when it says in the Mishnah, yilaka biyaser, that means if he gave him an animal that was a sheep that didn't have wool on it, and then after he used it, even though he was not supposed to, it grew wool, it's heavy with wool now, the halacha is that he has to pay the value of a sheep that is full of wool. That's what it means, yilaka biyaser, he has to pay for the addition to it. Obeisilan, disagrees, and he says, Keshas Haitzal, you have to pay the value what it was worth when it was left its original owner's home and it was given to you as a shomer. If it was laden with wool, if it was shorn, the halacha is that's what you have to pay. Rabbi Kiva says, Keshas HaTivya. You have to pay the value at the time of the claim. That means to say, when the original owner brings the shomer to Beis Din, to the Jewish court, and claims and says he used it, you have to pay the value at that time. Continues the Mishnah. Hachoshev l'shleach yobah pikadon. Someone that is considering on using the object that he's not supposed to, the object that he's watching, and he says in front of two witnesses that you should know, I'm going to use the actual object. Beis Shammai says, chai if he becomes liable, if anything happens to it from that moment on, because he says, the Pasuk says, al kol dvar pesha, on any type of negligence. Now the word dvar could also mean speech. So even if he speaks about being negligent, he becomes liable. Beis Hillel says, no, ein chayiv, he's not required to pay for accidents or for mishaps, ad sheyishlach bo yad, until he actually uses it. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, im lo sholach yodoi b'melechas mireyu, if he didn't extend his hand, if he didn't use that which belongs to his friend. So it sounds from the Pasuk that it means to say that he actually used it. Ketzad, says the Mishnah, at what point does he become liable for shlichos yad, for using the object that he's not supposed to? Hito esachavis, let's say he tipped over a barrel with wine in it, and he never picked it up. V'natal himena revia, and he poured out a revius, a small cupful of wine. V'nishpura, and then at some point the barrel breaks. Eina mishalim ela revius, then his liability is not for the entire barrel, it's only for the revius, for the cup of wine that he drank, because he never was shaleach yad, he never acquired the chavis, because he never picked it up, he just tipped it over. He could be having not laying on a revius. Let's say he picks it up so that he can take a cup of wine from it. So the nishpura, and at some point it breaks after that. Then misham demekula, he has to pay the complete value, because since he picked it up, that's considered like a kinyan, as if he acquires it. Now he becomes a shaleach yad, he becomes somebody that used it, he becomes a thief, a gazlan, and therefore he's liable, even if an oinus happens, even if it breaks accidentally. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful rest of your week.